next assistant coach at North Ridgeville, Carl Rochon. Correct? Did I correct?
Yes, sir, you got it.
All right. He is a newlywed, but he's a veteran of the North Ridgeville staff, fifth year, correct?
Yes, sir.
Which is easier, being an assistant football coach or being a husband?
Now you're going to really get him in trouble here, aren't you?
Is the wife listening? If the wife is listening, that may determine your answer.
She might be on her way home, so she's probably listening right now. So I'll just say the marriage is going quite well. So.
Well, congratulations to you.
I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
And by the way, congratulations to Coach Durbin. You're here because Luke and his wife just had their third child. So Luke is home doing that daddy thing, as he should, because once 2 weeks from Friday rolls around, there's not going to be too many more nights that he can stay home and just kind of help out with the little one.
There you go.
And he's already wrapped around Gianna's little finger, so...
So we'll talk with Carl Rochon about North Ridgeville football. The Rangers last year in the SWC, 4-5, 4-6 overall. So what are the prospects? What are the expectations for 2019, Carl?
You know, we had a big senior class that that graduated. So really the whole philosophy is next man up. You know, we have a lot of guys that are stepping up, a lot of upperclassmen. We have underclassmen are stepping up as well. And, you know, you're going to see a younger team this year. But, you know, the philosophy is next man up, and everybody's willing to fight and compete for positions. You know, nothing's been set in stone yet. You know, here we are. We're at the tail end of two-a-days. We're preparing for our second scrimmage on Saturday against Brush and Lorraine, and we're treating it like a game week. You know, the guys are competing every single day. You know, we got a couple guys that are competing at quarterback right now, senior in Tyler Richmond, Caden Masterson, our junior. You know, two great student athletes, great kids all around, and they've been great leaders for this program throughout the offseason, throughout the summer. So they've been really leading the way.
So what have the two-a-days, what have the early scrimmages shown you?
Really just building upon it. You know, we know where we need to work. We'll be able to learn from our young mistakes. You know, we have young high school kids, sophomores and juniors, that are getting some varsity playing time right now, and they're able to learn from those mistakes and grow from them. So it's a growing process. The seniors that we got back, you know, kids like Mason Groh, Bryce Howell, John Liley, Dustin McElhaney, Patrick Castleberry, guys that have been playing with us on Friday nights for the past couple of years, they bring that experience that, you know, that we definitely need, that veteran expertise. And they've been, you know, there along the way, giving some positive feedback to these younger guys that have not seen this type of football before. And it's a great mixture. These guys are, you know, they're coming together. They're playing together. They're pushing each other every single day. We got guys that want to be on scout team when they're not getting reps on the varsity side of the ball, to make each other better, not just themselves. And it's a great mixture all around. And, we're really excited to see what week one has to offer. And again, I mean, we're treating this week like it's just another game week, and, they're ready to get paid on Saturday.
Coach, if you're going to get into that upper tier in the SWC, it's going to be a physical thing. Certainly, you know, the Avons, the Avon Lakes, the Olmsted Falls, you know, they come out and they punch you in the mouth. They're not. Some people might think of those teams as finesse teams. They are not. They're very physical teams.
Oh yeah.
What do you do to get your kids into that mindset to say we have to master physicality before we can do anything? How do you get that across to kids?
You know, we like to start practice off with something physical, you know, some sort of, you know, competitive drill that involves, you know, just being physical, you know, out physical your man, out technique your man. And it gets the kids going right away. They love it. They love competing against each other, you know, just getting the pads popping a little bit. And we're able to progress through practice from there on out. And we just keep that competitive spirit going on throughout practice. And that's the approach that we're going to have to take moving into those types of weeks. We know that, you know, these guys are going to be physical. I really think every single team that we play this year is going to be physical. It's a physical conference. And we just know that we had to be out there ready to go. You know, we're going to be the underdog in a lot of these weeks. So, you know, when our back's against the wall, we got to be able to come out swinging. You know, whatever event is, you know, thrown our way, we have to respond a certain way. And if we want to get the particular outcome that we're expecting.
Again, we're talking with Carl Rochon. He's an assistant coach at North Ridgeville, doing a great job, by the way, filling in for Luke Durbin tonight. So as Coach Durbin and yourself and the staff, as you look at this team just overall, Carl, What's a strength? What are some things that you've seen so far that you go, okay, we can kind of lean on this? And then what are some things with opening night 2 weeks away you go, okay, we still got to work on this a little bit?
You know, the running game is looking pretty good. We got Shane Swindick that's coming back. He was a starting tailback for us last year, and he's a workhorse. He is as strong as ever. He's definitely been putting a lot of work in the offseason, and it's shown. He's constantly positive throughout practice. He's always competing. He doesn't ever want to stop competing. And it feeds into these other kids around him. I mean, his whole persona just gets everybody else going. And he's a great kid to have on the football team. So our run game is definitely there. Passing wise, we may have a few questions there. It's because, again, new quarterback. We're not exactly sure who's going to be starting for us on the 30th. New receiver core. Tyler Richmond is one of those guys that's up for starting quarterback this year, and he was rotating with us at slot receiver last year with his brother. So we may have a brand new receiver core out there that you hadn't seen last year. So, you know, there's a few questions, but we're pretty confident going into week one that we're going to have the guys that we were looking for, that these guys are going to rise to the occasion, and we're confident we're going to have all the pieces of the puzzle ready to go for week one.
There you go. See, it wasn't so bad. You were a little nervous. You were the first one to arrive here tonight. You said, you got to let a couple of guys go first. Carl, I think the new wife's going to be very proud of you tonight.
Yeah, I certainly hope so. She let me out of the house for a while.
And that's called marriage, my friend.
That's it. Yeah.
Gotta love her.
Luke, he needs to take care of you for diving on a sword for him tonight out here. So
he's got his hands full at home now as it is. So I'm sure he's watching film, and he's got Gianna in the other hand. So no worries.
Man, well, hopefully you got a great meal out of it. You'll get some good food. And, again, we appreciate you filling in for Luke and really, seriously, doing a very nice job. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you.
Good luck to you.